Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning. This is Blog Talk Radio. Russ Johnson. It's Monday morning. It's June 15th, 2020. And we
joining
have challenges
now.
All across
this
the world.
This is being recorded by the organizer.
Hey there. How are you doing? Russ here. Yep, I'm here. David, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, young man.
Okay. Allie won't be here today, so we'll continue with the broadcast, right?
Yes, yes.
On his broadcast, were you on his broadcast with the young lady this morning? Could you just bring us to speed, take a minute or two, and tell us what went on and who was she and what was she addressing?
Well, that's political. Well, that was Emma Frazier Pendleton. She was discussing how to cope with racism, and she went way back how her experiences with racism and how what they're doing now and what you got to do, all the women that have sons, and how it is the black-white privilege, the white privilege, and how you get treated differently when you pulled over. So if you get pulled over, you can hold a pack of soul up, and it'll stop them.
Okay, I see. That's a magic wand. Okay. So offer the police
but
officer.
But anyway, she elaborated on that, yes. And she's going into emotional intelligence on how we conduct ourselves. But folks, I've learned from the Dr. Wheat call, all that emotional imbalance is from those inflammation, high carbs. So if you have seed nutrition, you can calm down and take a deep breath and you get to think. Because those cells will be operating off of optimum nutrition, and you don't have to lash out. You can ask the officer some nice questions. Yes. So Dr. Emma Frazier Pendleton did her part two, Billionaire Mastermind. You can push replay and listen to the replay at 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 951-358 in the pound sign. And fast forward, she started about 5 after 8. Yeah. And she went on.
Okay. And so that's 951. So that PIN number is 951-358. Yeah,
yes,
I'll listen to it. I'll listen to it today. That's good, good, good. Okay, Jesse, let's go up to speed. We are talking about RAIN International. And as a matter of fact, I did a program yesterday with Dr. Susan Boston. And she was on for one hour. And the second hour, I had a young gentleman, David, and he was telling us how to go fast with network marketing and how to build your team faster and how to be very serious in building your team. So that was a good show. So the people who want to hear that program is going to be, let's say you can go to the public broadcast, again, the publicbroadcast.network. Again, just put in the publicbroadcast.network and then come up and you can hear the whole 2 hours of that. Well, we are talking today about RAIN International. For those people, did we have Barbara on this morning? No, disappeared?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir,
okay.
I'm here.
Did you want to take the first couple of minutes and just briefly talk about the products that we're using? Now, there's a whole hour on all of the products that I did yesterday with Dr. Susan Boston. It was excellent broadcast. So if anyone wants to hear it, just go to the Public Broadcast Network. And then here's my suggestion. For the people who may not be able to get on the 3 o'clock call, or you have a person who's not able to get on the 3 o'clock call with Dr. Weeks, then send them to listen to Dr. Susan Boston. I mean, it's awesome. And if you want to go to her website, it's www.drsusansph.com. Again, that's www.drsusansph.com. And you can go to her website, and there are many clips, if you will, on the products and what they will do for the body. So it's a lot of information out there. So we have Dr. Susan, and we have Dr. Weeks, and then we have Brian Belka and the company itself. So just tell us briefly about the products we're using, because I think most people here know what we're talking about. We've gone over and over again, but for any new person, just talk about the products briefly, Soul Core, Ben, the form, and the like. A couple of minutes, that's all.
Yes, sir. We use the product Soul, which the base is the flagship product, and it is made up of the black cumin seed, the black raspberry seed, and the Chardonnay grape seed, and that is used to nourish the body. We also have the product Core, which is a detoxifier, and it helps to detoxify the body of all the toxins and poisons that we get on our foods on a daily basis if you're not buying organic foods. There's a product Bend, which has curcumin in it, which is very good for the joint. And then we have Form, which is our seed-based protein, and that's good for building up the body's and muscles. And then we have the product called Reverie, which is a seed-based skincare program, which does not use harsh chemicals. It's based on seeds, and it helps the body, and it revitalizes the skin, and it cleans the skin on a level. We have the product Pure, and we have it in three flavors. Pure helps the gut because everything that we eat comes in through the mouth and exits the body, and our digestive system is very important to help to maintain our health. Comes in three flavors. We have lemon, fruit punch, and mango. And I think I have all the products. If I've forgotten one, someone can please tell me, but I think that's it.
Okay, great. Now, for the people who want to live, go ahead. Somebody else?
Red. I'm sorry. And we also have Soul Red, which is using the black cumin seed and the red raspberry oil, and that has been effective in helping people to lose weight, and also it is an anti-aging product as well, and that's it.
Right. Okay. So more information again, ladies and gentlemen, is on the website www.drsusanboston, PH, if you will, Dr. Susan, and that's S-U-S-A-N-S. It's plural, drsusansph.com. And it's a lot of stuff on that website. And then yesterday, we did a whole hour of Dr. Susan, and she really went through all of the products, took 1 hour, and you can find that on the publicbroadcast.network, and it's right there, a whole hour over there. And the second hour, we talked about how to become very successful network marketing and how to do it quickly. And if you don't have any other questions on the product, here's a little clip by Dr. Susan.
When we talk about holistic healthcare, we are talking about looking at the entire whole body and how everything works together. I think sometimes when you say the word holistic, some people do have a negative connotation, and it draws them back to maybe, you know, the 60s or things along those lines, and, you know, love and peace. But holistic today is looking at everything and how everything in the body is connected. And although you might have knee pain, it's not just your knee. And although you may have a headache, it might be hormonally related, or it could be a food or nutrition problem. So when we look at the body, we're looking at everything in connection. If you come in with a symptom, we're not just looking at the symptom. We're looking at what caused the symptom. We're looking at triggers. We're looking at maybe an event that you have gone through or a trauma that caused your body to display the symptoms. And then we go back and look at the root cause and try to fix the cause rather than just, you know, covering up the symptom. So that's what holistic is today, looking at everything in its entirety and how all of the pieces of your puzzle fit together and stay together for you.
And stay together. That's Dr. Susan, and she does an excellent job. And again, her website, www.drsusansph.com. And then you can listen to the public radio. Sorry. The public broadcast dot network. And she does a whole hour on all of the products. Just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all of the products. And the second hour I did yesterday, we were talking about how, could you mute your phones, please? How to take the product and how to build a big organization quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now, for the people who want to do onesie-twosies like I have done in my lifetime for many, many thousands of years, you can go talk to two persons every day. I didn't say pass out two tapes a day, two brochures a day. I say talk to two persons every day, tell them about the product, tell them about the marketing plan, and ask for the sale. That's what I did in one year when I was with another company, and I got to $10,000 a month at the end of that 1 year, the 13th month. I got a check for $10,100, and it kept up going up after that for the next 15 years. So that, yeah, it's called millions of dollars. But anyway, but I had to pay the dues because I used the old formula in the old days by doing just two presentations a day. That's what I did. To anybody that I met, 776 of them in the streets of Baltimore. Wherever I found a person in the post office, Burger King, Kentucky Fried Chicken, the mall, wherever they were, I would get two persons to sit down and talk to me. And I did 760 one-on-one presentations, eyeball to eyeball, and they call it belly to belly. And at the end of the year, I was making $10,000 a month. And so that's one way. The other way I'm suggesting for those one or two persons who want to go a little bit faster, you know, in an industry that's backed by guys like Tony Robbins. You know, Tony Robbins, he's worth somewhere around at least $500 million at least. And he started when he was 16 or 17, broke. But he used his skills, his techniques, his imagination and creativity to make millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's still doing the same. And he backs this industry called networking, MLM, whatever you want to call it, social media marketing. This industry is where it is in terms of making some serious money. And Tony, what do you think about this industry?
What's beautiful about network marketing is you get all the benefits of being an owner, but you don't have to be worried about supply chain. You don't have to be worried about accounting, especially in the world we're in today. I mean, network marketing used to be a little bit more different, but today with technology, you can know what's happening in real time. The companies have already set up the software. They know what happens. So it's really picking the right company, and there's a lot of great companies in that area. And it's really realizing that you're really a value creator. If you can go out and add value to other people's lives, if you can just introduce people to a product or a service that a company represents that truly is extraordinary, some products and services can't just be thrown up on Amazon. They need the story to be told. And if you found a product or service of that nature and you got a company that has a generous schedule of being able to reward you, and then you begin to get leverage where it's not just you, where you multiply your efforts to other people, then you get all the benefits of being a business owner without all the headaches and without the same level of risk.
The risk being administration, management, customer service, research and development, shipping, on and on and on and on, having a building. We don't have to do any of that. All we have to do is go out and talk to people. Put one on your left, one on your right, and helping those individuals to do the same and build yourself a big organization. Again, put one person on your left who really wants to build a business, by the way. That's who we are talking about. We're not talking about preferred customers and all the other people. They are good people. You want thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of those kind of people. But and for to build an organization, put one person on your left, one person on your right, help them to get to and go all the way down and build yourself a big organization. Now, a guy called Les Brown, he came into the industry years and years ago, and he had a lot of doubts or fears, apprehensions, reservations. He says, I don't know what I can do. I'm afraid to talk to people. I'm afraid to get up and talk to people, and I don't know what to do with it. Les, tell him your story.
Because Bob Boyd, who sponsored me out of Columbus, Ohio, in Best Line Products, I thought he was the consummate presenter. and very polished and articulate and a meticulous dresser. And I wasn't any of that. I'm cornbread. I didn't have any of that. And I was probably in the business for 4 or 5 years before I presented.
Wow.
Because I was so intimidated by him and Jim, the other guy brought me in. When I saw Jim Rowan and a guy named Chuck Simmons and Bill Bailey, I was just saying, whoa.
Yeah, how do you compete with that?
Yeah, when I can do it like that, then I'll do it. But see, you don't have to be great to get started. You have to get started to be great. And so I had to be willing to stand up. And I remember the first time I stood up, and my mind said, down. I couldn't think at all. And he had to rescue me. I had to go to the bathroom right away. So when I think about that, presenting part, I think I'm gonna write a book called Present and Grow Rich, because it changed my life, and I kept working at it, and I was patient, and I was persistent, and I got better and better, and I was coachable. I was willing to be coached. I believe ask for help, not because you're weak, but because you want to remain strong.
And he became stronger and stronger and stronger. As a matter of fact, he took those skills of network marketing as a presenter, and then he says, now, maybe I can become a public speaker, even though I have all my doubts and fears, and I don't have much to say. I haven't been to college. I don't have any degrees, and I'm afraid of people who have all those degrees to talk to them, to mentor them, to guide and direct and help them to get to where they need to get to in terms of setting goals, objectives, doing affirmations, doing a vision board and all that stuff. But maybe, just maybe, I can become a masterful speaker. And the last time I talked to him, as a masterful speaker, he's made $100 million since 1985 when I met him until a few years ago when I talked to him. I said, now, how much money have you made since I've talked to you? He says, about $100 million. So you can do the same. You can get started as a distributor with Rain International, make a six-figure income per month, right, or per year, per month, or per week. And then you can step off and become a public speaker, write books, and do seminars all across the world like Jim Rohn has done. Now, Jim Rohn started when he was 25 years old. He had a mentor, and he listened to the mentor. And by the time he was 30 years old, he was a millionaire. Jim Rohn, tell us about it.
Here's what I learned. You cannot change people, but they can change themselves. You cannot change people, but they can change themselves. Incredible. Capital in your business isn't what matters. Okay, it's not the money that buys you a future. It's your skills that buy you a future. Money and no skills, and I'm telling you, you're still poor. Money and no ambition, where are you? Money and no courage, you're broke. A little bit of money and a whole lot of courage. That's all we need. I'm looking for people when I'm recruiting back in those days, and the money didn't matter. What mattered to me was somebody's willingness, somebody's ingenuity, somebody's willingness to try, right? If they had a dollar to invest, that was plenty for me. A dollar and some ambition, and I can show you how to get rich, and it'll be one of the classic stories of the company. I go to recruit somebody, they say, I don't have any money. See, I've been looking for you for 6 months. Let me show you how to do it without any money. Because here's the rules of capitalism. Got this down. You can either buy and sell, or if you're in certain circumstances, you can sell and buy. If you've got ambition. Now, if you haven't got ambition, we can't cure that, and money won't cure lack of ambition. But if you've got a dollar and some ambition, I'll show you how to get rich. And even if you don't have a dollar, I'll show you how to get rich, because you can sell and buy. Somebody says, as soon as the product arrives, I'll sell it. Then you don't understand. You don't understand the magic of fortune if you say, I have to wait till it gets here to sell it. And you probably don't understand the value of your own story. Once I understood that, I knew I was going to be wealthy. That's why right in the beginning I started giving big tips. I knew I was going to be wealthy. Say, wow, this guy tips like a rich man. Said, that's right, he tips like a rich man. Even in the beginning, I tipped like a rich man because I knew I was going to be.
Now, guess what? There's a lady in Nigeria. Now, we happen to be in 48 countries, Rain International, all over the United States, Canada, Mexico, Puerto Rico, but all, in 48 different countries, and some lady in Nigeria, she came into network marketing, this company, about 2 years ago. And 1.5 years, in a year and a half, 18 months, she went right to the top, Triple Diamond, Black Pearl. And she worked very, very, very hard by herself as a single mother to get it done. Now, we are saying you can do it slow like I have done all of my years. I've been very slow, one step at a time, like a marathon. Or you can go faster. I just believe today, with today's climate, looking at the scale of things, looking across the landscape of the world with all the people in the streets, even 40 million people have applied for unemployment in the United States. That means 20 million people never get their jobs back. They're going to have to find something else to do to make a living, to, you know, pay for the food, clothing, shelter, information, medical care, and the car payment, transportation. But for those individuals, for those one or two out there who may want to go fast, guess what? It's hard work. And so the young lady in Africa, Sayo, let her tell you about how hard it is to do that. But she did it in 18 months. She's a Triple Diamond Black Pearl, way at the top, making serious money. So let her speak for you in terms of how to do it the hard way, but the fast way.
No. Far from easy. You know, I've shared my story many times. When I joined Rain at the beginning of last year, my divorce was, you know, had just been finalized, well, about a year before, but I was still having trouble with, you know, my ex-husband. You know, there was that there was always, you know, hovering, a cloud, you know. So emotionally, I wasn't even in the right place emotionally. You know, I had to be there for three kids. I just had to deliver. I remember saying to Dino, because I worked very closely with Dino, and I said to him, Dino, I need to be earning a specific amount every single month. And I said, I have to. I don't have a choice. There's no, I don't have a job to go to. I'm actually unemployable, right? I had tried. I had put out a few CVs to say, you know what, okay, can I go back to project management? But nobody called me. Nobody was hiring me, right? And I said to Dino, I said, this has to work. It has to work. I have to be able to pay my bills. I have to be able to take care of my kids. I needed to earn a specific amount every single month. And I told him what that amount was. And he said, Shia, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. And this is what it's going to take for you to do it. He told me. At the time, I had sponsored about 42 people personally. And Dino said, for you to go diamond, you need to personally sponsor 70. That's what it's going to take. I'm like, okay. And within a space of 6 weeks, I sponsored another 20 in about 6 weeks. And that was when the things just changed. It was towards the end. It was about a year ago, Byron. It was about a year ago that everything, just, we started working with the numbers. It was towards the end of last year and then beginning of this year. And about 3 months into 2020, you know, Diamond happened. Was it easy? No. Hell no. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Sleepless nights, right? Working very, very hard every single day, showing up every single day. I started doing presentations for my team a few weeks after I got started, right? We do presentations every single day. When I started, Marina did it for about a week or two. And then I reached out to her and said, you know what, Marina, thank you so much for showing me how to do this. I'm ready to take it over. I'm ready to start running this thing for my team. And I started doing presentations every single day, 8 p.m. every single day. We had presentations apart from Saturdays. And I did that, you know, from April, right, all the way to like maybe September last year. I did it alone every day. And then my leaders started stepping up. Someday one of them said to me, oh, I can't join the 8 p.m. presentation because it eats into my family time. Can I do a 4 p.m. presentation? I've got a few friends that I want to share this with. Sure. Just throw it open to the whole team. And that's how a second presentation started. And then another leader said, oh, I've got a few people that can't join the 8 p.m. one. I want to do one at 9 o'clock. Sure, throw it open to the whole team. And that's how we started doing three presentations every single day.
Wow.
And we have consistently done that. Every day, three presentations on the team. It will take that kind of effort. It will take that kind of consistency. It will take that kind of hard work. I said, I might not be the best skilled, most talented person on my team, but I'm the hardest worker. You cannot outwork me. And I remember working with a mentor like 3 years ago, and he said that, and he has stayed with me. He said, if you continue to put in the effort, all the hard work, you continue and build with love, right? With heart, you know, thinking about your people, and you're working very hard every single day, you will be successful. And so the journey to diamond or double diamond, even black ring diamond, was not easy at all. No, it wasn't. It was a lot of work, a lot of 3 hours sleep per night, right? But we had a goal, and I wanted to make it happen, and it happened. But it wasn't easy, but it's worth it.
And for those people who have a vision and say, I really want to get this thing done in my lifetime. I don't want to go slow. Because, Russell, you went slow. Now, I came in this business in 1978. But by the time I hit in the 94, which is, let's call it 15 years later, it's a little bit more than that. I had not made $10,000 a year because I was doing it all wrong. Then the guy told me that I ran into in 1994, he says, Russell, no, I had heard in the grapevine that he had been in 18 months, he's making $33,000 a month, just like this young lady, in 18 months. He had gotten it. I said, what are you doing? He said, I go out and talk to two persons every day, present the program, ask for the sale, and then I bring them back for another meeting a week later in my weekly meeting for them to come back and bring their friends, relatives, acquaintances, and next door neighbors, church members, whomever, right? And then I build a team from there, and he went on to be making in excess of $1 million a year before he left this planet. But you got, that's the hard work. And there's some people out there, there's one person out there in the sound of my voice who can do it the hard way because they have what? They have the vision. They say, I want to get it done. And now is the right time to talk to 40 million people who are looking for a way to pay their bills. You know, food, clothing, shelter, information, medical care, transportation, yeah. But if you have that kind of vision with this program, you can do it. And ISAO says you have to have vision.
It's not just the holiday season here. It's getting to be the holiday season all across the globe. And what an amazing year to celebrate. What great things as we look back we've been able to accomplish together and put in place as we're scaling things up and building that foundation to be able to bless so many other people's lives. And what I love is I love seeing those lives change. I love seeing that the people are coming to Reign and utilizing the platform that we have for what it can be used for. And that is to create more freedom in people's lives, to benefit people through our products. And then obviously to give more freedoms by giving people options through the opportunity that we have. And so as you're getting on, whether you're watching us through Zoom or you're getting on Facebook, thanks for joining us. Today we have a treat. And for those people that know who I'm going to introduce here in just a second, you know what type of powerhouse she is and what leader and inspiration she is to so many people that she comes in contact with. And she's doing the same thing here in Reign with her teams, whether they're in her backyard or whether they're in other countries. And what she has, I think her attitude and her passion is just contagious. And so I'm sure you're going to feel that today. But I know I've gotten a lot of questions. I'm sure she's gotten a lot of questions. But I want to recognize and congratulate one of our newest Black Reign Diamonds, and that is Shio. Shio, thanks so much for joining us today. Thanks for being on this call. I know that everybody is excited to hear from you and learn from you. And for those people that heard you speak at World Seed Summit or at the Ascend event that we had earlier in the year, like I said, it's amazing to hear from you, and your passion and your belief is just contagious. So thank you for being you, Cheyenne. Thanks for being on today.
Thank you very much for having me, Byron. Good evening, Rain Nation! Thank you.
Yes, well, I'm sure you've been bombarded, you know, as people are seeing, not only you go Black Rain Diamond, but you're having people in your team sitting rank, you know, growth happening. And I'm sure, you know, when you started out in your Rain journey years ago, I mean, I know, I remember talking with you, your goal was never to be just a manager. Your goal was always to do something big and go to the top. And how do you think that that mindset really can set the pace for somebody to really go out there and accomplish their goals? I mean, what did you see when you first started here in Rain?
Right. Thank you so much, Byron. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm excited to be here. What did I see? When I first got started, I remember I joined on the 30th of March, 2018. And like 2 weeks after, there was an event in Berlin. And Marina said to me, Shia, you've got to be at Berlin. I was like, nope. I'm not going nowhere. I'm still doing this under the radar, you know. I'm still with a different company, but I didn't want anybody to know that I was doing Rain. You know, I'm not going anywhere. I didn't want to be seen. But she said to me, Shia, you have to be there. I'll make sure you get there. And she did a lot of things differently to make sure I got to Berlin. And I got to Berlin, and I saw a room of about 300 people. And I remember sitting down there and thinking, how come this isn't bigger than this? How come the whole world doesn't know this? How can these people be saying that this product have done all these things they're saying, and there are not 2,000 people in this room? I just couldn't believe it. I just sat there and thought, there's so much opportunity for growth. I just sat there thinking, wow, I'm going to do this big time. And it was whilst I was in Berlin, I decided there was no way I could do this under the radar. I'm going all out.
The young lady is from Nigeria. The company is in 48 countries. And if you're talking about Africa, then we're in Botswana, Namibia, South Africa, Nigeria. And then, what can I say? She saw the vision, and she flew to Germany to see the marketing plan and watch what was going on and got excited and said, she saw the potential. She had the vision. She saw what was happening. And she says, the company has products that happens to be giving results.
Wow. We have people that have never done their marketing ever before, and they come in and they're getting results. We have people that have done network marketing several times. I have a lady, one of my newest personally sponsored, Pearl Elite. She's done network marketing for 16 years. 16 years,
mm-hmm.
And she's never achieved the level of success she's now achieved in Rain. Never in those 16 years. Never. The first time she earned $500 in 1 week in Rain, she messaged Risa Shire. I've just been paid $500. I think they made a mistake. Are they going to take it back? I said, no, you earned it, sis. It's yours. She had never seen anything like that. A few weeks ago, she earned about $2,000 in 1 week.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's putting in the work. It's putting in being consistent, also believing in your mind that you can achieve it if you put in the effort. And so I have people from different countries, different backgrounds, married, single, divorced, male, female, Black, white, everywhere. We have teams in about 6-7 countries now. And, you know, we're getting similar results everywhere, because we're just doing the work. We're just doing the work. And systems are greater than talent.
Yes.
That's what one of my mentors taught me. Systems are greater than talent. If a system works in the United States of America, you take that same system to Nigeria and just make a little tweak just because of culture, that same system will work.
Mm-hmm.
You take that system, bring it to the United Kingdom, tweak it a little bit for cultural differences, it will still work.
Mm-hmm.
Systems work. And if you can create a system that works, you can take that system everywhere and get the same result.
And you can duplicate that system. And she says, duplication is the key. That when you come into the program and you really want to build a team, you put one on the right, one on the left, and you help them to get there too, and you take that all the way down, 100 levels, 200 levels, 2,000 levels. Look, the product works. The company started in 11-11-11, 9 years old, coming up on November. If you really get serious, for those people, it's not for everybody, but for those one or two persons out there, if you really get serious, you put in the work and you duplicate your team, the rest is going to be history as you see it evolve. 100 people, 200 people, 2,000 people, 20,000 people, 40,000 people. Duplication is the key.
Absolutely. I say to people, one of the things you want to happen very quickly on your team is have people become independent. You don't want to have people dependent on you. It will zap all the energy from you. You want people to become independent as quickly as possible. And so I did this towards the end of last year was when, because like I said earlier, I was doing all the presentations alone for the team. And I was doing it every single day, every day. So I realized my leaders, they had become bronze executives, silver executives, you know, they were still not doing presentations themselves. And one day I gave them a week notice and I said, listen, guys, you will start doing your own presentations from this day going forward. I'm not doing it anymore. And I said, I will stop inviting you to my presentation. I'll still do presentations for my new partners. But you people that are already bronze executive silver, what are you waiting for? Go and do your thing. And I said, you will make mistakes. You will mess it up the first few times, but you will learn and you will get better. And so they started doing their own presentations. You know, I just threw them out and they started doing it. And now they now have leaders on their own teams as well that are now doing the same presentation. So yes, the best thing you could do is to make sure your people become independent very and celebrate them. That you cannot miss it.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Hey, good information. Folks, the line's open. I just wanted to introduce you to the product. And again, if you want to know all about SoulCore, Ben, the probiotic, the form, the whole nine yards, then go to www.thepublicbroadcast.network and listen to 1 hour of a description on all of the products by Dr. Susan Boston. She did it yesterday. Just a superb call. Just really appreciate what she did. And then on the back end for the second hour, I had a guy who has been making $1 million a year in network marketing. He's 37 years old. He started when he was, I don't know, 16 or something like that. But he stumbled and fumbled for about 8 years, but finally got there. So he's on the second hour telling the strategies, the skill sets, and the requirements that you must follow if you want to become a millionaire in network marketing. So the line's open. Any comments, any additions, any add-ons? Hello, are you there or am I talking to myself? Yeah?
Well, great. Awesome.
Okay.
Hi, it's Vendette.
I hear you. Any comments?
My comment is, yeah, this was awesome. And I did have a chance to meet Shyla when I was in at the Rain Seed Summit last year, Robert and I. And she was electric. And she had her group there, and they were awesome, awesome. So everybody needs to work. And the opportunity's there. We just got to work that system and keep going every single day. And like you said, there's 40 million people out there, no job. They're waiting for us, and all we need is one or two, and they'll go to work. And we have to show them how this company has the right tools for us to do it.
That's true. I agree with you. How's Robert doing?
Wonderful. Much, much better.
Okay. What is
growing by leaps and bounds.
What is this protocol per day, taking the product? What is he taking?
He takes four to five core and 4 to 5 soul a day. Ooh. And three form.
That's
three
serious.
Form, meaning morning, afternoon, and evening for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and each meal. So it's working, and he does his exercise, and he's getting stronger every day, and his weight is coming back on nicely. He's happy, and he's strong, and he's raring to move, and he's calling the team, keeping us updated. We had a wonderful call Sunday, and he is so inspirational.
Well, he's got us going because he started your call, what, 6 years ago? The call you do on Sunday?
He started the call that we do. He designed it. And when I was invited, and then we, kept the call going. And it's still going. Every Sunday he says, we've got to keep the team going. They've got to work, and they've got to see what we have to offer. Wants the team to share their successes, share their down times, whatever it is. We're going to perk them up, keep them going. We're plugged into you, and we're happy that you are with us and giving us all the push. We just got to get the push, and they've got to hear it and feel it and do it.
They have to see the vision. They have to do like what Sale.
Like Shiloh.
Yeah, Shiloh. Yeah. Shiloh saw the vision. She was doing some other program, and she came over to this program, and she saw the vision. So you got to see the vision, folks. You got to see what you have in your hands. You have a way out in the field of network marketing. The company, look, this industry has been around since, 1935? So that's a lot of years. I mean, you got Amway, Shackley, Herbalife, Nu Skin, da da da. I mean, I can go right down the list of 5,000 companies. I won't do that today. And there are about 30 companies doing $1 billion a year or more in this industry worldwide. Mm-hmm. So it's a $200 billion. Anybody else? Do you have Dr. Boston on this morning? Because she was supposed to be on to talk to me about some program that she's going to focus on Friday. This Friday. Dr. Boston, are you there? No, she said she was traveling. Anybody else? Any other comments? Any other suggestions? Any other takeaways? Okay. Listen, there's another lady, too, out there who started in this industry some years ago, like I did. And you've heard of Mary Kay. She, young lady Mary Kay, it's Gloria Mansfield Banks, has been in Mary Kay for at least Mayfield, 30 years. And out of 3.5 million people worldwide, she's number one. And Gloria, tell us some of the obstacles that you had to go through in order to become number one, the number one earner out of 3.5 million people in your industry, and specifically your company, Mary Kay. What kind of obstacles did you have to endure?
Raw desire of ambition that comes at you different ways. Who knows if it's your background? Who knows if it's your role models? Who knows if it's your failure that you've had? Who knows if it's because it's something you had to prove to someone? I'm not quite sure, but I do know it's raw ambition that starts someone looking at doing something differently than they've done before.
Right.
Their desire to do something, they have a raw ambition. And ambition shows up in a lot of different ways. I do believe that it either takes confidence or your desire to have confidence. Because I really do believe, of course I'll tell you about my book, Quantum Leap, and I have to say that in that book, Quantum Leap, I talk about the component of confidence. And I always talk about that you have to be willing to know that it's dynamic. Because once you're confident in one area, you know, you slip out of another area, so you have to get it back. I believe that it takes a love of people. It's hard to do this if you don't love people. And you have to, and you know, people say that all the time, well, I love people, I think it's a different kind of love. I think it's you appreciate people, but you really want to see people better. I really believe that people that are at the top of their game really lay in their bed at night thinking, how can I expose the training, the lifestyle, the leadership, the education? How can I help someone else get better?
Because her lifestyle is way over the top. She travels around the world. And from what I can gather, her income, I really shouldn't talk too much about it, but I like to bring it up. Since she's the number one person in her, out of 3.5 million people, I think she's around $10 million a year now in income, which is a nice little income. That's certainly getting to almost be $1 million a month. But she's paid her dues because she comes from an abusive marital relationship. But she had to overcome all of that, get into Mary Kay as a, well, single parent for a while anyway, until she found a second husband. And her book, Quantum, whatever it was, and we can always play that again. But she had obstacles, but she overcame those obstacles. Gloria Mayfield Banks. Tell us about it.
Her story. I'm the product of domestic violence. 10 years in domestic violence. 10 years. When you look at me, you see a smart, successful, powerful woman who stayed in domestic violence for a long time. Here's what I want to tell you about my past. I didn't have the courage to leave for myself. And then when I had the children, I valued their life. So much so that when the word came to me that if you don't get out of there, it's going to happen for them.
When we talk about holistic health care, we are talking about looking at the entire whole body and how everything works together. I think sometimes when you say the word holistic, some people do have a negative connotation, and it draws them back to maybe, you know, the 60s or things along those lines and, you know, love and peace. But holistic today is looking at everything and how everything in the body is connected. And although you might have knee pain, it's not just your knee. And although you may have a headache, it might be hormonally related, or it could be a food or nutrition problem. So when we look at the body, we're looking at everything in connection. If you come in with a symptom, we're not just looking at the symptom. We're looking at what caused the symptom. We're looking at triggers. We're looking at maybe an event that you have gone through or a trauma that caused your body to display the symptoms. And then we go back and look at the root cause and try to fix the cause rather than just, you know, covering up the symptom. So that's what holistic is today, looking at everything in its entirety and how all of the pieces of your puzzle fit together and stay together for you.
And that's so very important. And that's Dr. Susan Boston. And I did that because I want you to go to the website. Her website is, if you want to, www.drsusansph.com. DrSusansPH.com. And on her website, a lot of information there. But if you want to hear the call that she did with me yesterday, go to www.thepublicbroadcast.network. In one hour, all of the information about all of the products happens to be right there. All the information. So cool. Ben, the probiotics, form, the whole nine yards, right there. So you can send a newbie, a person you are trying to introduce this program to, rather than you being the message, don't be the message, let her go to the website and listen to what the messenger, let her be the messenger, the message, if you will. You just refer them to the website, let them listen, and then get back to them and say, do you want to order now? How much do you want to order? Where do you want to start in the program? So what can I say? We have an opportunity, folks, to do something good. And I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad. Well, Ali asked me to come on today because he couldn't make it. But anyway, hopefully I'm asking the other Dr. Boston, who has written a number of grants, to come on with me Friday to show people how to take a nonprofit organization, sign it up, get the money, get it back to the community and rebuild the communities all across the broad spectrum of the United States, maybe the world. Anybody else? Anybody, any comments? There's about 7 minutes left, and I just don't want to talk the whole 7 minutes. I want to get some time for you
Excuse
to
me.
Answer a question or make a comment. Yeah, go right ahead, please. Go ahead.
Can you repeat those addresses for Dr. Susan, please?
Yeah, www.drsusansph.com. drsusansph.com. That's a website. Okay? But if you want to hear what she had to say with us yesterday, just go to thepublicbroadcast.network, and that will come up of yesterday's program. And she's talking for 1 hour about all the effectiveness of the products and what's in the products and how they work and why they work for you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Sure, you're welcome. Anybody else?
Yes, thank you.
Mic check.
Yes, go right here, please.
The other young lady was speaking. You can finish, ma'am.
Oh, this is Nellie. I was just saying thank you for the presentation today, and I will certainly check out the public broadcast net.
Please.
Yes, I will do that today.
Nellie wants to do it. Nellie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Nellie was brought in. Who brought you in, Nellie? You've been in, what, a couple of years now? Who brought you in? May I?
Well, Mary brought me in, but I've been working with and Robert.
Okay, good. Now, the thing you have to do, since you say you want it bad, I hope you want it bad enough, like Shio, whatever his name is, that you have to put in the work. You know, you have to talk to 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people a day. But Dr. Weeks says talk to 10 a day, 10 persons a day.
Yes.
That's not a bad deal to do. If you can get a list of people, and I think we can send you a list, that people who say, they come from a list of people who say, I'm interested in network marketing, I'm interested in the home-based business, here's my email address, telephone number, have somebody call me and explain what they have, and I may be interested. So to talk to, I'm just going back in time, I was just thinking about another guy who came into New Skin back in 1986, Mark Yarnell. He has a book, Your First Year in Network Marketing. He's gone now. But anyway, when he came in, he had 5 different jobs, and somebody brought him to a meeting, and he says, I don't want to do that scam, that pyramid stuff. I'm not interested. But because he was so broke and he was under the gun because his car being repossessed, bankruptcy, the whole nine, foreclosure on his home, he decided to come in. And within about 10 years, he had made something like $36 million or more. And he has a book called Your First Year in Network Marketing. You might want to pick that up. It's a real nice book to read. It's simple, right to the point. But for people who are the first year novice, if you will, and it reads a big print, it reads pretty good. I would suggest that book for you. The other book I would suggest is for those people who really want to understand the power, your potential, your possibility of doing things would be, in my opinion, The Wealth Choice by Dennis Kimbrough. Success Secrets of Black Millionaires. He took 7 years to write this book. I just think it has all the things that you need to know, inspirational messages, techniques, skills, strategies, goals, objectives, vision boards, all the stuff you need to do. It's right in this book for the people who are now. He interviewed how many? 3,500 millionaires across the United States. And about 50 billionaires, and he put all their techniques and how they've reached their goals and objectives and what they had to do that. Anybody else? Somebody else wanted to say something.
I'm sorry. Can I get his name again?
May I ask his name?
Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, K-I-M-B-R-O, Kimbro. Now, you can get the book, you can order audio or both. And I got both because as I run around the house, I kind of put the audio on, but I have the both. Dennis, the book and the audio. Excellent material. Anybody else? Any other questions? Any other comments? I just want us to thank you.
Great job, Nova Man.
Oh, thank you, David. Thank you. Appreciate it, David. I just want us to get brave enough, have the guts enough, be determined, and go out and do the thing. I mean, just go out and make this thing happen. Just talk to anybody, everybody. You don't care. When I went in the streets of Baltimore, when that guy gave me that formula, and I was desperate, and he said two a day. I should have done 10 a day, but I went and talked to two every day. I made sure I went to the mall or post office, Burger King, McDonald's, wherever, Starbucks. I managed to talk to two persons every day. I gave them my brochure. I told them the benefits they could derive by using what I was doing. Then I showed them the marketing plan and asked for the sale. 776 persons, 33 joined. By the time I got to the 13th month, I was making $10,000 a month for the first time in my life. So that's a slow way, but it does work. You can go faster than that, and we will talk about that in other programs. Anybody else before we close? So you got it? You comfortable?
Yes, we want to say thank you very much to you.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for being on. I just hope somebody hears the message and really take this at heart and go do this thing called network marketing so that they can show the rest
thank
of the
you,
community.
Dr. Johnson.
Well, thank you,
Dr. Johnson, I got an idea.
Yes, sir.
You promised everybody to reach goals. They come into Florida for a weekend on you. That'll make a move. I know I'm a move. Go to Boca Raton for a weekend on Dr. Johnson. That's all right with me. I'll be going this week.
No, wait a minute. The company has a trip. Did you became gold before, right? Yes or no? Yes? David, did you
silver,
become gold?
Silver.
Oh,
silver.
Okay.
That was Jay Clark. They don't do gold trip no more. You got to get platinum trip. No, platinum trip is on now, but I'm trying to get Russ Crawley to come on and tell us about how to get to that trip and all the incentives for that trip because I couldn't locate it this morning on the site.
Okay, but you can bring him on this week then. Okay, all right. So they got platinum.
Yeah, or you give him a call and see if he'll do that for us.
Okay, we'll do. I'll do that by that when I get off the call.
And then
hey,
let
folks,
me know. Ooh.
Okay, we'll do. I'll get right back.
I'm sorry. Anybody? I'm going to have to go. I have another call.
Okay, well,
thank
good.
You so much.
Take care. Have a good one. Hey, listen, folks. This is going to be archived. It's on the publicbroadcast.network. This call I just did. So you can give it to somebody else and they can hear the overview of what we did this morning. So anyway, appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Good thank you, Dr. Johnson.
Yes,
thank you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you. Hey, stay great strong call. Out there. There's a lot we can do with
thank
the world.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, this is a special time for us, right? A special time is now. Thank you for listening.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares?
It followed the water crisis in Flint that began 2 years ago when the city started drawing water from the Flint River, exposing thousands of people to the toxic metal.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
25, it's going to be a black male in a white t-shirt.
There's far too many of you dying.
14 million more
you
Americans
know
would be uninsured
to find
next year. This deadly mass shooting
to bring
in Parkland,
the
Florida,
loving
here
today. Yeah. Father, father.
Mm-hmm.